Nonverbal signals. When interpreting communication, pay attention to both words and body language. If there is a contradiction, trust the body language, as it tends to be more truthful. For instance, Sharma Modi, a purchasing director, relied on his ability to read body language to negotiate successfully with vendor Bill Walters. Despite Walters claiming to have plenty of business, Modi noticed his body language shifting in his seat, sweating and trembling hands suggested otherwise. This led Modi to make a lowball offer, which Walters accepted. Here are some body language cues to understand. 1. Head movements. Head movements, especially eye movements, can show what someone is thinking. Looking left means remembering something. Up and left means remembering something visual. Straight left means remembering something heard. And down left means remembering an internal conversation. Looking right means creating something. Up and right means creating something visual. Straight right means creating something heard. And down right means creating something related to feelings. 2. Crossed arms. Don't assume crossed arms mean unreceptiveness. Women tend to cross their arms more than men. Crossed arms with another movement, like crossing a leg over the other, may indicate close-mindedness. 3. Hand gestures. Showing your palms means you're open and welcoming. A handshake where your hand is on top can show you're in charge. A firm handshake might mean you're trying too hard to seem strong. 4. Leg, ankle, and feet movements. When someone feels uneasy, they might jiggle their legs. If someone crosses their legs, it can show whether they feel comfortable or not. Look at other body language signs along with crossed legs. If you and the other person have opposite legs crossed, you're not in sync. If their feet point straight at you, they feel equal to you. Align your feet with theirs. If they copy your foot movements, you're in sync. Microexpressions. Microexpressions are fleeting facial expressions that last only a fraction of a second, revealing our true feelings. They can be crucial in situations like negotiations, where reading them correctly can lead to better outcomes. For example, if someone wrinkles their nose in disgust, it might indicate they find something unpleasant. Carla missed $45,000 in a job deal because she didn't catch Kyle's facial clues. She wanted the job with Kyle. When Kyle asked about her salary, she said, "I want $60,000. But when Kyle looked surprised, she quickly added, "But it's flexible." Kyle wanted to offer $100,000, but he offered $55,000 instead. Carla agreed without questioning further. If Carla had noticed Kyle's expression change, she could have asked more and maybe got a higher salary. Decode the 7 universal facial expressions. 7 universal facial expressions show our feelings. Fear, anger, disgust, surprise, contempt, sadness, and happiness. Each expression has its signs. For example, fear is when your eyes are wide open and your eyebrows are raised. Anger is when your eyebrows are down and together and your lips are pursed. Disgust is when you raise your upper lip or wrinkle your nose. Surprise is when your eyebrows are raised and your eyes are wide open. Contempt is when one side of your lip curls into a sneer. Sadness is when your eyes are looking down or not focused. Happiness is when your eyes are wide, your cheeks are raised, and you're smiling. To be sure about what a microexpression means, ask for clarification. In Carla's case, she misunderstood Kyle's surprise and didn't know the right salary range for the job. It was actually between $75,000 and $125,000. If Kyle had offered $125,000, Carla could have acted sad to get an even higher offer. She could have also stayed silent, as silence can be powerful in negotiations. Priming. Priming is like preparing for the emotional game of negotiations. It involves gearing up yourself, your opponent, the surroundings, and even those indirectly involved. Prepare yourself by understanding your goals, strengths, weaknesses, and current mood. Knowing your opponents makes priming them easier. Answer these questions. 1. What actions or words might upset or calm your opponent? 2. How can your body language enhance or soften your message? 3. How can you apply pressure to influence your negotiator's stance? 4. Will you portray a friendly or tough image? To calm your opponent, offer food and drink. To assess their decision-making power, present a time-sensitive offer. Enhance the environment with small touches like fresh flowers or real mugs. Adjust the temperature to make your opponent slightly uncomfortable, which can affect their decision-making. Brain games. Your emotions and mental barriers, like fear or anger, can significantly impact negotiations. For instance, fear of losing a contract might make you lower your price. Surprises, contempt, and sadness can also hinder negotiations. Identify these blocks and prepare strategies to overcome them. Pride and paranoia are common pitfalls to avoid. If you're feeling stressed, it's wise to postpone negotiations. Lack of sleep before negotiating increases the likelihood of making mistakes. Personality types, triggers, and hot buttons. Negotiators can be categorized into 4 personality types, each with a unique negotiation style. 1. Coordinators. They are calm and enjoy fun. They are organized, creative, and motivated. 2. Investigators. They are careful and keep things secret until they trust someone, relying on what they know and understand. 3. Trendsetters. Outgoing and energetic, they excel in social settings, easily influencing others. 4. Relators. Honest and detail-oriented, they are self-motivated problem solvers who value integrity. Effective negotiators can adapt their approach based on the situation, recognizing the dominant personality type of their counterpart through body language and emotional triggers. Triggers, which vary for each type, can be used strategically to gain an advantage. For example, while a coordinator may respond positively to a sense of urgency, an investigator might require concrete evidence before taking action. It's important to distinguish triggers from hot buttons, which can lead to a loss of control. Hot buttons are deeply emotional and can be triggered by certain actions or words. To identify triggers and hot buttons, consider questions such as, 1. Do you expect to achieve the best possible outcome in negotiations? 2. Do you believe negotiations always result in a clear winner and loser? 3. Do you feel defensive when others make assumptions about you based on your appearance or demeanor? 4. Do you react strongly to dismissive or condescending behavior? 5. Does being interrupted or feeling that your time is being wasted make you angry? Surprise your opponents by doing the opposite of what they think you'll do. When they're caught off guard, use one of their triggers to make them even more confused. Nodes. Negotiation styles can be categorized into 4 nodes: hard, easy, closed, and open. A hard negotiator typically presents a take-it-or-leave-it offer, focusing solely on their own needs. Easy negotiators, on the other hand, are more accommodating and transparent. Closed negotiators are cautious and seek reassurance, while open negotiators are trusting and optimistic about their counterparts. To identify your opponent's negotiation style, observe their body language. Mirroring their body language can help build rapport, except with hard negotiators, who might see this as a tactic. With closed negotiators, use reassuring words and gestures to encourage openness. Easy negotiators are generally receptive to relationship-building efforts. Effective negotiators adapt their approach based on the situation and the other party's style. Understanding and aligning with your opponent's node can lead to smoother negotiations and better outcomes. Techniques. Good negotiators push their counterparts to think differently. To keep someone engaged, offer additional services, or highlight flaws in their current offer. But first, you need to convince them before you can influence them. Convincing and influencing typically happen when you 1. Teach a new way of thinking. 2. Challenge existing ideas. 3. demonstrate behaviors that lead to success. In negotiations, savvy negotiators leverage the good cop/bad cop tactic. Picture this. One person plays the tough guy, the bad cop, while the other adopts a friendlier approach, the good cop. The bad cop pushes for the desired outcome, while the good cop offers support and maybe even a snack. But skilled negotiators can spot this tactic, even if one person plays both roles. They stay alert, using every opportunity to influence the negotiation in their favor. Enhance your negotiation prowess by leveraging key tactics: social proof, optics, scarcity, and urgency. To validate your position, utilize testimonials from satisfied clients, which serve as social proof. Testimonials, like verifiable comments or videos, offer tangible evidence of your capabilities. Remember, the more specific the testimonials are to your negotiation, the stronger your position becomes. Optimize presentation and sales. Optics, or how you come across visually, play a big role in how people perceive you. This includes things like your appearance, the car you drive, and how you carry yourself. It's important to be mindful of how you present yourself. Using scarcity and urgency tactics can sometimes help boost sales. Scarcity means making something seem rare or limited, like saying there are only a few items left. Urgency means creating a sense of immediate need, like saying an offer expires soon. However, these strategies can backfire if overused. When dealing with a group negotiation, pay close attention to each negotiator's body language to spot the leader. To keep your leader under wraps, designate someone else to take the lead. Key points. 1. Pay attention to body language in communication, as it often reveals truth more than words. 2. Recognize micro-expressions like fear or surprise to understand true feelings in negotiations. 3. Adapt negotiation strategies based on personality types and emotional triggers. 4. Understand negotiation styles: hard, easy, closed, open, and adjust the approach accordingly. 5. Utilize tactics like good cop/bad cop and social proof to influence negotiations positively. 6. Mirror body language to build rapport, except with hard negotiators who may see it as a tactic. 7. Enhance negotiation prowess by utilizing techniques such as scarcity and urgency wisely.